We need to be willing to offer the sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks. This is why. Let me just read you something. From the first chapter of the book of Ephesians, and this is from the Amplified. Amen. You can get it up there. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul wrote this letter. You know, this letter Paul wrote was to the body, to the church, to the believer. He wrote it to the church. Thank you, Lord. He said, this is how he starts out. Paul, an apostle, special message of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, by divine will, the purpose, okay, and the choice of God to the saints, consecrated, set apart ones, at Ephesus, who are also faithful and loyal and steadfast in Christ Jesus. May grace, see, that's why we praise. May grace, God's unmerited favor and spiritual peace, which means peace with God and harmony, unity and undisturbedness, be yours from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, trouble comes when you can't be disturbed. The devil is trouble. You have so much peace, harmony, and unity, and undisturbedness in your, be with yours from God. Be yours from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. May blessing, pray, laudation, eulogy. You know, when you give a eulogy, you know what a eulogy is? That's it. You care what Satan come up with, the eulogy has been given. When you give a eulogy for someone who deceased, once you finish, it's over with. You can't come back and say, well, I'm going to change and all this. It's done. May that's the final say-so from God over your situation. The eulogy has been given. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who had blessed us in Christ with every spiritual given by the Holy Spirit blessing in the heavenly realm, even as in his love, he chose us, actually picked us out for himself. Now, just for a moment here, you go down to the dealership, say for instance, and you pick out one of the vehicles they have. And to you, whether it's made by General Motor, Ford, Chrysler, or somebody from Germany, somebody from Japan, thinking, you know, we got the Toyota, we got the Mercedes-Benz and Nissan, we got all those different kinds. But when you pick it out, and you picked it out. You don't come let everybody drive in and do everything. Now, I let a few people test drive. When I first got my Lexus, I let a few people test drive. And that was about all. They didn't get out of my sight, but they didn't take it home with them. Because we picked it out. God picked you out. He don't want anybody else driving you, messing over your life. I know how I'm going to drive that car. And it's still out there because I drove it right. God know how he's going to treat your life. Oh, Jesus. But you let some wild-footed enemy in your life. Next thing you know, you run down, you run over, and you're messed up. Can I preach this morning? You let some wild-footed devil in your life. You run down, got a baby before time. Trying to sell drugs and make it. I could just go on down the line. Now you're crying because you're hurt. But God said, I'll pick you out. The only difference between, the difference, should I say, between you and the automobile don't have a choice. But God made you with a will. So since he picked you out, you can choose him. Oh, that you love him so that nobody can steal you. Nobody can sweet talk you. Nobody can deceive you. Nobody can talk some trash to you. Because you know he's yours. And I belong to him. I'm his and he's mine. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He picked you out for himself as his own in Christ. Ooh, Jesus. When did he pick you out? Before the foundation of the world. That you should be holy, consecrated, set apart for him. And you're going to let some lying feeling, some adverse circumstance let you sit up here among the saints and you just sit there when the word and the opportunity come for you to praise God. Hallelujah. Your hands ought to be raised when that time comes. Your mouth ought to have something to say. Something ought to happen in your feet. Huh? Hallelujah. When I think about he picked me out, he chose me, he gave me, put himself in me. Hallelujah. I became like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when I turned the switch on that car, it responded. It responded to my turning of the switch. Hallelujah. When I pulled the thing in gear and touched the accelerator, it responded. God have put himself in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That when his word is spoken, you can respond to what was said. Hallelujah. And when the enemy come up and say, you can't do it, you're doing it. Hallelujah. When he said, you can't last, you just keep doing like the timex. Keep on. Just keep on. Hallelujah. Because you know who's on the inside of you is bigger than anybody to ever come against you. Hallelujah. If you learn this, you won't get in the valley. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may go through it, but you won't stop in it. Thank you, Jesus. Let me hurry on. Thank you, Jesus.